Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This COVID-19 2021 Dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Thank you. Yes, I do have a question about the concept of karma. Is there anyone or anything in charge of who did what and what will happen to them as a result? Asking for a friend. His name is Joey Greer. Sure. Yeah. His number is 310-555-9548. Oh, my. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemy, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Chris Alvarado. Sparkle Bottom. Longest phone call you've had in the last 2 years, and it can't be with a family member or your fiance, past alchemist and co-star of the upcoming HBO Max comedy series, Minx, Miss Jessica Liu.
It can't be with her. Is that what you're saying?
I need a long phone conversation.
Sure. Okay, no problem. Right away, I got it. Neil Gargiulo. A lot of people know him. A lot of people love him. Some people hate him. He's a comedy partner, writing friend of mine. Here's the thing about Neil.
Yep.
He won't text.
Won't.
Calls. He's one of those guys. But then I'm starting to appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to appreciate that.
It's a nice connection. Yeah.
Man, this is such a boring answer, I think. But you know what? No. Go look up Neil Gargiulo's work. He's a great guy.
All right. Well, thank you for that. All of that. I vote yes.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. There's Jackie DeRuthy. Ballroom brawler. Do you, in fact, love to dance?
Oh, yes. I love to dance so much. I started taking dance classes in college. Mm-hmm. I started watching So You Think You Can Dance in high school. And I was like, I've got to do that. I have to express myself with my body. And so I started taking these classes that were like for professional people. And I was quite bad. But I still take class. I still take classes.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. I've been taking classes ever since. I take hip hop now. I've been taking with his name is Havoc. He's the best. He's usually at Edge. But you can find him at John Havoc on Instagram. And honestly, like that's hip hop and he's awesome.
Look up Havoc. He reeks. Hey, there's James Heaney. Tommy, thank you both. Tommy James and the Heendells. You've just taken over the Tonight Show from Jimmy Fallon. How does your first opening monologue begin?
It's going to have about 15 minutes of tech work. and we're gonna probably have to send a brand new Zencaster to the whole crew. But it'll turn out great eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. And now Craig Kukowski with his Books on Tape Review Corner.
Okay. I got David Foster Wallace's Infinite Jest on 45 cassette tapes. Cannot wait to start listening to this. I've literally been meaning to get to this novel, and this way I don't need to read it. I just need a list of the tapes, and then you got to switch out the tapes whenever it goes to the footnotes, and then to the regular body of the book. Just trying to find a cassette player. There's got to be one around here. They did offer it on CD, but I wanted the real thing.
Send your cassette player to Craig Kukowski, care of Joey Greer at 621 Elm Street, Los Angeles, California, 90122. Oh, and last but no Rubbermaid rubbers for you, if you think him least, it's Gary Anthony Williams.
It's a pleasure, an American pleasure. And I, like Jackie D, I too have to express myself with my body.
Yeah.
I have to.
I feel like it's different than dancing. Tell us why you would be the best damn bank teller we've ever hired.
Because I care.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you walk into a bank, they care about one thing, and that's your money.
That's right.
Only. And I actually owe the banks. And I never told this story before, and it's going to be less than 10 seconds.
Okay, go
ahead. The way that I established credit, no joke. Was I helped catch a bank robber in Atlanta, Georgia. That is how the bank and the FBI helped me establish credit. So I owe the
So you recommend that?
I do not. I don't recommend that route. I recommend the best way to establish credit is be born white. Sure. I do recommend that route. I recommend that highly.
It comes with, I think, your first bag of diapers.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for that. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails, and I greatly appreciate you writing to the show. Or they're gathered from Patreon VIPs. Perhaps you'd like to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like video of Jackie dancing. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via said email, write to us at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. gmail.com. That's Alchemy This Email.
Alchemy This Email at
gmail.com.
Alchemy This Email at gmail.com. Okay.
Scene one comes from patron VIP Sean, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. Thanks again for doing my pizza maker scene." And here's my favorite part of Sean's note. "I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm sure it's fantastic." "In the meantime," he goes on, "an idea struck my fancy and really tickled my pink, hold up, capital M, capital E, asterisk, pink." Anybody? What that could mean?
Me pink.
No.
Probably me something
pink.
Gross.
It tickled me pink.
Tickled me pink.
I'd get that, but the capital, yeah, it tickled me pink.
Yeah.
Maybe the asterisk is going to a footnote and you got to switch the cassette?
Oh,
that's it. I got to switch the cassette. His scene suggestion is as follows. Frogs heavily invested in Bitcoin. Sean.
Sir, I understand you want to withdraw all of your money from
the
B of A?
I'd like to get all of my money. I'd like to transfer it from Bitcoin, and I'd like it to be in U.S. dollars.
Okay, sir, this is just B of A. We don't actually
handle... It's an emergency. I need to take all the Bitcoin.
Yes, I understand, sir, if you would just step... Hop down from the counter.
Please, I'm telling you right now, I need this.
Let me get my manager, sir. I am not allowed to handle funds that large. Just one second. Okay. Tina?
Ribbit.
Tina?
Ribbit.
Hi. There Ribbit. Is a Mr. Collidal. Oh. Mr. Collidal here, and he would
Collidal.
Like to...
Collidal. Ah, wait.
Thank you.
I know some Collidals from St. Louis, Missouri.
That's where I'm from.
I know my family, my grandmother grew up with your grandfather, and then dad ended up being my parents' dentist.
Can we have somebody else, Tina? I would like to
All right, everybody, put your cute little hands in the air. Put your cute little hands in the air. Let me see those webbed fingers. Let me see those webbed toes. Okay, keep them up. Keep them up. Now, who's the manager here? Who's the manager?
I'm not the manager. I'm just the bank teller, but I can get you the manager if you would like.
That'd be very helpful. Yes, please.
Don't do it. Don't get me. I don't want to be got. Don't do it.
Tina? What's all the trouble out here? What's all the trouble?
This man is here to, I'm not quite sure what his deal is, but he
asked to open some credit, perhaps.
What do I look white? No, it's not going to work that way. Okay. Here's the deal.
Fair enough.
I want all the cryptocurrency you have, and I want you to put it in this bag now.
Oh, well, let me explain to you what cryptocurrency actually means.
No need. I could tell you. I could tell you. It's all kinds of money with skulls on it.
That's right. And so it's very difficult to put it inside of a bag.
Wow.
This is G. Thompson with the 11 o'clock news. Today, a Bank of America was unsuccessfully robbed of cryptocurrency. We have the bank manager with us here today and the other bank manager who refuses to be called a bank manager. Bank managers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The fellow came in asking for, again, I've never heard this term before, I can't even get it out.
Cryptocurrency. That's right.
But apparently your bank doesn't actually carry
we specialize in coins and paper money.
Well, that is an amazing story.
Can I wave to my wife who's home?
Of course you can. Everybody should take time to wave to their spouses.
Okay. And if I don't have a spouse, can I just wave? Can I just wave to my mom?
A beautiful lady like you doesn't have a spouse?
Don't.
We'll be back right after this word.
What are you doing? You don't just cut the segment because you want to go talk to what's going on?
Have you seen her?
She seems particularly insignificant to me, if I'm being honest.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I'd rather not because I feel like you're going to get mad at me and hurt me.
Yeah, if you had said it again, I would be angry with you. Yes.
So what's your plan? What are you going to leave the studio, hop on down to the bank to pick up Tina? What's your plan here, G?
I would like to My mother left me a ring on her deathbed. This was just yesterday. She said, she said, son, I hope you find someone beautiful that you can marry. This was yesterday. And today she walked into this.
Fine. But she, you got to take a camera crew with you and this has to be a story.
Of course, I'm a newsman. I get it.
All right. Godspeed.
Thank you.
You believe in God?
Huh?
What's up?
Godson. Did you get the cryptocurrency from the bank, man?
Well, no, because it's crypto. So I just kind of signed up on my computer. So I didn't get it. I didn't get it from the bank. So I'm going to have to owe you again. Just another month. Just one other month.
All right. Hey, look, your rent is due. Your rent is due.
And I have it. I have it, but I have it in cryptocurrency. So it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky to get it to you. I'm sure I could transfer it to you if you also had a crypto account. But you don't. So that's really your problem. If you were to set up that account, I could easily transfer it to you. But since you don't have that, we're going to have to wait another month for me to figure out how to make it crypto from crypto to, hardo. From crypto to hardo.
All right. Only because of your gentle style and your way with language am I going to allow you to have another month.
Thank you.
Thanks for showing me around. I've never really been to a prison. I see there's a lot of flies here, though. Are those flies there? I'm assuming there are enemies. Is that how this works in here?
Flies are our enemies?
Yeah. I mean, well, on the outside, we don't.
I think they're pretty delicious, if you ask me.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, but I see that they're also locked up in here with us, so I didn't know. Are we a rival? Okay. Look, I haven't spent much time.
I see what you're asking now. Are there rival gangs of frogs and flies in this prison? Yes, there are. Yes, there are.
I gotta say, I really, I'm not even a criminal. I'm a bad criminal, if I'm being honest.
Oh, sure. We're all innocent here, Ribbit.
No, I'm guilty. I'm just bad.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
So are you one of
those? You're not worthy of even being called a criminal is what you're saying, Ribbit.
No. Are you a toad? A toad? Is that what I'm is that what you want?
I am a toad. Yeah.
A toad. Okay.
Don't roll with the aquatic. Just on solid land, my friend. Solid land.
Yeah. Okay.
But, us frogs and toads got to work together here,
Guys, it's me, Little Lamar. Check this out. My wife came in earlier, right? Yeah. And now she gave me a bunch of Bitcoin. I'm smuggling Bitcoin up my butt. If anybody need any Bitcoin up here, send them to my cell, you feel me?
How do you get it up your butt?
I didn't even look. My wife did it when I was turned around. I didn't even look. I don't know how she got it up there.
When that goes from crypto to hardo, you're going to feel
it. Yeah, you got that damn right. Yeah, I'm from St. Louis, man.
Okay, just curious.
What? Wait, that's weird that you would ask that.
Why just curious. I'm just a curious frog.
Are you one of the St. Louis Collidals?
That's
a very common frog last name in that area.
What the hell? What's going on? What's the fix? What's going on? What the hell? What's going on? What's the fix?
All right. I'll spill it. I'll just say when I unsuccessfully robbed that bank, I noticed a collider was there trying to make a transaction that I think also might have been of the illegal nature. Okay? There. I said it. Okay? There. I'm done. Okay? There. I said it. Okay? There.
Wait. Chill. Flies. Yeah, you just fly on by, my friend. Just fly on by.
Good fuck yourself.
Oh, they're scary. They are scary.
Oh, God, I hope she likes me. Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, it's G. I was interviewing you on the news earlier.
Yeah, that's right. That was really exciting for me. I'd never been on camera.
Yeah, my mother died yesterday.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, it was her time. It was her time. Oh, wow.
Okay. A long life then.
She was 38.
Oh, okay. So very.
But it was her time.
But it was her time. And you would know that better than me. I don't know.
I hadn't seen her in a couple of years, but yeah.
Okay.
She left me a ring.
Beautiful.
Said if I ever found anyone who is worthy of the ring that I should. Will you marry me?
Me? Wow. Me.
Hi there. Would you two like to hear the specials?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got frog legs.
No. What?
What else? What else?
Okay. Yep. We've got T-bone steaks. We got some fish. We got some branzino.
What's happening here? You got any bugs?
Bugs.
Or leaves, even. I deal with a leaf.
You know what? Let me bring over. We have a very special waiter to handle you kind. So just give me.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
What's I'm here with my lady. You just said you kind. And
Jim, you got to get out there.
Okay.
I got a couple
of
frogs.
You need me to take a table?
Yeah. Get out there, man. I got a frog. I think it's upright, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Which table is it?
Oh, you'll know.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Anyways, my mother died. Oh, hi.
Excuse me. Is there anything I can get you guys for your meal?
What do you think? Should we just split them?
Look, he looks delicious, but he's here to help us.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not saying no. I mean, you're beautiful.
I'm sorry. You're speaking very lowly. I can't quite hear you. We have frog legs.
Yeah, if the only thing he can offer us is more frog legs.
Baby. Eat him.
For me?
For you.
That's a yes, and you better put that ring right on this grubby little webbed finger right here.
Here you go.
Tiny but delicious.
All right. I've now spent some time here in this prison, so I'm a little more... you know, used to how things go around here. And I think I want to start a business, you know, in the upright prisons, they have stores, right? Where they sell commissary, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm thinking here, I think we should slang some of that crypto that old so-and-so's got up his ass. I mean, let me ask you a question. Is a frog's ass crypto tight?
Is my ass crypto tight?
Is that a Zen Cohen? What is that?
How much crypto you got up there?
My wife didn't tell me how much. She just said, turn around. I'm about to shove a bunch of crypto up your ass.
All right, Ted, you're a toad. You reach up there. See how much crypto's up there.
Anybody can reach up there. It's fine.
But I feel like it's more of a toad's job.
That's
fine. Why is that more of a toad's job?
No disrespect.
Hey, come on, one of y'all just reach up my ass and get the crypto. Let's not fight like this in front of the flies.
Well, get up in there. You can make it.
He's right. All right. I'll do it. I'm going to wet my hand.
You don't have to tell us what you're doing, man. Just do it.
Narrate us through every step.
In either rush... or take your time doing it. Don't make me never mind.
Wow. You are something else. And here we go.
All right. Okay. This feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
You'll know nothing. It when you find it.
No, I got nothing. Has anybody even seen this cryptocurrency?
They're really, really, really... distracted. We should go attack now. They're putting their hands into his butts. We should go attack now.
Yes. While they have their hands up their butts.
Because I...
All right, everybody, stick your own hand up your own butt and see if there's any crypto code. I'm looking at you. All right.
Now look, it's elevated. They're all hands up all butts.
You got to get vanished before it declines. All right. It's on the up.
Now with your free hand, stick your free hand in a partner's mouth, okay? So we got all bases covered here. So
okay.
Hands up our own butts. All right, okay, that's good.
It's like a toad version of the human centipede.
Hello, guys.
Scene
this
one.
Is Jim.
One, everybody. Oh.
That's a good ending line.
I know there was so much more to cover there. But, yeah.
Do you think there was any crypto in there?
Nope, I don't.
Damn.
Scene 2 is from Curtis Coleman, who wrote to our new email That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. He wrote, "Hey, you funky bunch. Thanks for all the laughs and good times. This podcast actually makes me look forward to my tedious drives to and from work in a sewer truck. My favorite alchemist has to be Vanessa Raglan, as long as she's not doing her gravelly hobo voice." Wow. It's kind of a signature.
Interesting.
Curtis.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, and my favorite character has to be the infamous Mayonnaise Man. My idea for a scene suggestion is a group of friends playing a new Dungeons & Dragons-style game. Unbeknownst to them, though, things are changing around town Jumanji-style. Wish you all well, and don't ever stop making this amazing podcast. Curtis Coleman. Okay, kids, listen, we're going to go out, your mother and I, and we're going to get some dinner for the whole family. We come back. I want to make sure your rooms are all cleaned and you've washed your hands and you're ready for supper. We'll be back in about 40 minutes.
Daddy, what kind of food are you and Mama going to bring back?
Yeah, so I don't know how things go at that private school of yours, but back in the house, now that you're with us, I want to remind you that we go and get dinner however we want. And you eat it when we come back with it.
Can you take a picture when you're at the restaurant of exactly what you're bringing back?
So
we know exactly what we're going to eat?
You say, I should not choke him out right now.
Don't choke him. Don't choke him.
All right.
But obviously, don't talk to him anymore. We've got a reservation.
Yep. We're going to go. We'll come. We'll take a picture when we get there. Okay. Love you. Bye.
I love you, Mother. I love you, Father.
Now, where were we?
Okay. Where were we?
We were building our characters. I landed on I am half dragon.
Pop, 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 half... pop.
Hey, guys, you guys still gonna play? Oh, what? Help me
who
through this window.
In the
damn,
who invited
me.
Her?
I invited her. My mom and dad just left. You could have come through the door.
Yeah, but this is way more cool. This is so much more cool.
Hold on. Daryl, what's going on here? You're just bringing girls into the club now?
Yes, it's the new D&G. Yes.
Yeah. Can I come out from this closet now?
Yeah, come out, Jake. Come out.
Oh, man. Your parents are scary, Daryl.
Yeah, Dad won't even take a photo of what kind of food he's going to bring back. What kind of dad is that?
That's bullshit. Yeah. What, are we having all girls
right.
now?
All right, yeah,
the new D&D.
All right, what's your name, girl?
My name is Charlie, so maybe that will be cool with you guys. I don't know.
She's in our English class.
Okay, Charlie. Hey,
Charlie, you don't have to feel like one of the guys to be here with the guys. You're
Daryl,
a girl.
If she wants
you
to join
let
this
your
game.
Girl flag fry. Fly.
Thank you. Thank you so
much.
If
she wants to join this game, she's got to be serious at least. All right, Charlie, couple questions. One, what are your powers?
Hand-eye coordination.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Fast talking, so nimble in the tongue.
Nimble tongue.
What are you, a mage, an elf, a troll?
I am a troll.
A warlock?
I'm a troll.
Troll, fast talking troll.
Fast talking troll with very good hand-eye coordination. And a strong grip.
And what's your weakness?
My weakness is flowers. I have very bad allergies. What?
Why are you two looking at each other?
What do you mean?
I like to
when I said what's your weakness, you looked at Daryl and you both looked at each other lovingly. Right, Jake? You saw that.
Yeah, I did see that.
I like to look at Charlie.
This is going to be a long game. Okay, well, need I remind you that when we are in battle, everything goes, okay? That means all powers will be used against other characters and there are no take-backsies or being soft. Understood?
Bing bong.
Is this at the door?
Someone's at your door.
I'll answer it. From here. Come in.
Nerds. I saw my sister come in here. What's going on?
Brandon, get out of here.
Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Well, looks like you guys are playing some games. I like
We're not playing yet. I'm just about to practice rolling the destruction die. Watch this.
Oh, you did that so hard.
What happened to your brother? He just fell to the floor.
He's bleeding.
You threw the dice right through his heart, and it opened up a huge hole.
Should I be crying? I feel like I should be feeling something, but
Does anybody have the powers of healing? Maybe that would work.
Okay, I'm looking through the book. I don't see anything about actual.
Honestly, guys, Brandon's a bad guy. This could be a blessing in disguise. He's really mean.
Charlie, will you look through your brother's hole in his chest? Do you see a flowery world in there with rainbows and stuff? Is that usually there?
I've never opened up his chest before, and I'm honestly surprised to see that it does look so bright and happy, because he's got a dark, in my opinion, he's got a darkness within.
Well, Daryl.
Yes, sir, madam. Welcome to what may we start you off with this evening?
Yeah, honey, you want a drink or something?
I'm sorry, sir. I was speaking to you or your wife. What may we start you off with this evening?
Well, when you put it that way, honey, you want something to drink?
Oh, wow, sir. You're being a real ass right now. I was asking you or your wife, what would you have this evening? Suddenly you're speaking to her instead of me.
I'm talking right at you.
Okay, yes, please.
Is there a manager or someone we can talk to?
There certainly is. Hold on just 1 second.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
I think at this point, maybe we don't want to eat your honey, because no matter what happens next, I'm not going to trust her food's not spitting, okay?
I'll tell you what's going to happen next. He's going to bring a manager back, and I'm going to choke them both. How about that?
Yes, hello, mortals. I am the manager.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, hi. So your waiter here was giving some lip in front of my wife, and I'm offended, and I'd like our meal comped tonight.
Well, let me wave my wand bank account has been cleared.
Is this guy for real?
I just got a message from B of A, and it says we got zilch left in the account.
Okay. All right. Nobody panic. So based on the moves we've made, Daryl, anytime you make a move, something in the real world changes. That's strange.
What do you mean? Hold on. My mom's calling. Yeah, Ma?
We need you to forward us. Do you have Venmo?
Of course I have Venmo.
Right now. Could you Venmo Mommy just $100?
Hold on just a second, Ma. Let's prove a point then. If what you say is true, if I roll the dice of prosperity, then my mom will be rich, right?
That's how it should work. Stop looking at Charlie.
No, Charlie, blow my die for me. And roll.
17. Pretty good.
Oh my God.
That's a solid roll.
God. Look at this. Look at these diamonds, honey. Oh my God.
Where'd those come from?
I don't know. I gotta go.
Bye.
What the hell is happening?
Wait, okay. Didn't you call your mom to talk to her about something? She didn't call you.
I don't remember.
No, I think she called to ask for money.
Oh, yeah, Ma called me to see if we could Venmo
her
some
money. I thought
that
you called her.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense because your head's not in the game, Charlie. You're over here in La La Land staring at Daryl, and it's getting annoying. Jake's really upset.
Jake, are you upset?
Totally upset. Why? We've got an army of goblins we need to defeat, guys.
I understand. My bad.
All right, next up.
But, like, we can't deny like how fucking dope his rolling skills are. And like, you think things are going on just outside in the world whenever he rolls? Things are happening in my body whenever he rolls.
Guys, come on, leave her alone. She's got to express herself through her body.
Yeah, just expressing myself through my body.
Well, coincidentally, Jake is rolling next, and he's rolling for closet time. That means whatever he rolls, that's how many minutes Charlie and Daryl have to spend in the closet.
Oh, me and Daryl. We'll okay.
You're a weird DM, man.
Charlie was rolling for time with me in the closet, and I thought, that's not cool.
I'll roll for time with Charlie and with Jake in the closet.
I don't want to go in the closet with you.
Honey, I really just think we should leave this restaurant.
I'm the second manager. I'm another manager. I understand that you weren't happy with what the first manager, how he handled it. But I'm also the manager here, so.
You look like a... I'm sorry, but I hate to say this, but so far, we've felt... you look like a lizard man. I said it. I'm sorry.
I'm actually a frog. Very different. We've got lizards that are reptiles and frogs that are amphibians. Either way, I can relate to you. We're just two married women, aren't we?
You're okay.
Excuse me, okay. Miss Frog. Honey, I swear to God, I'm going to choke
Tina,
out the frog.
Tina.
Please Tina, is it?
Tina. Within it's a second. Tina.
I'm going to choke out the frog, and then I'm going to choke out the manager, and then
this
the waiter.
This is embarrassing.
Okay, the frog is also the manager. There's two managers. There's two managers. Sorry, I was Tina, listening to you.
No, I appreciate that, Tina. You care about it.
All right, come out. Your time is done. Come out. Jake, what are they doing in there?
I don't want to know.
Why not? Aren't you curious?
Let them have their closet time. It's private. You're the perviest DM I've ever had.
All I'm asking is, how is what they're doing in there affecting what's happening in the real world? Aren't you curious about that?
So wait, you're saying that them making out in the closet is Jumanji style causing something to happen out there in the world?
I don't know, maybe. But first of all, that's assuming they are even making out. I don't think Daryl's even kissed before.
I haven't heard a thing.
Let me listen. No, I don't hear anything.
Maybe there's a hole in the back of the wardrobe.
So you're telling me there's not only a hole in Brandon's chest, but there's also a hole in the back of the wardrobe?
Yes, so we haven't explored any of these possible worlds that have opened up.
What do you think is going to happen behind the wardrobe?
Because you want to roll to see how long people go into the closet.
All right, Jake.
Fine. We've been campaign for weeks, bro.
New idea. Let's roll to see how long
idea. All right.
Yeah. All right. I'll roll, and however many minutes it is how long we have to hug and our noses have to touch the entire time.
I don't want
to
hug you, man. I just want...
Jake, come into my office, please, son.
What is it, father?
And I don't like it when you take that tone with me, but I do
I
respect you.
I can't help this tone.
I respect you for it, is what I was saying, son. I got a call from the neighbors that said you were over their house last night rolling dye and touching noses. Is that true?
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate.
All right, son. I'm going to read to you from a book called... There's no title.
A book with no title?
Yes. It's
sounds
just called...
mysterious.
It's not mysterious, son. That's the problem. All you kids keep looking for alternate meanings in something. It is what it is. I'm done reading now. I just wanted
what?
To read
that
it
was
silently
it?
To you. Yes, I read it.
Daryl, Charlie, just want to let you know, Jake went home and it's getting late. So,
well,
I don't know.
We're still in the closet. Can you just let us?
Just let us do be.
So what's it like in there? Are you seeing anything that's different than normal life?
Stop. You're being real pervy right now.
Well, can I watch?
You no.
No.
You did this to yourself.
Excuse me. Are you guys not being nice to all of your friends? All the friends are supposed to be treated the same way. Open that door. Open that door.
There. Happy Ma.
Oh my goodness. Now let your friend in the closet with you two, okay? That's not funny to just have a friend come over while you're having fun in the closet.
Okay.
There's somebody at the door, sweetheart. I'm going to get that.
Okay, I'll go with you. I'll go with you to the door. You guys behave together, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, we're 1,000 goblins that have somehow been manifested into this world, but we're just out here waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, let me.
Honey, get my gun.
I mean, there was such a build-up. There was such a build-up. We thought for sure something would happen.
Right. So you say you're goblins?
We're clearly, we're goblins. We're an army of goblins.
I've never seen one before. My mistake. And you're new in town. Is that what I'm picking up?
Somehow we got manifested into this world.
Okay, look, is there somebody here that has access to some kind of alternate dimension time?
Yeah, that's the Johnson's next door. You want to go to their place.
Okay. Yeah. Because we thought somebody was playing a board game and then like Jumanji style. Like,
there's no children in here playing some freak out game.
Oh, you have kids.
Oh, you have kids.
Can we... Sir, love kids.
Sir, right. Why didn't you just answer us? I mean, we were talking to you, and you, instead you're talking to your wife. You should have just told us you have kids.
All right, come on in. The kids are in the back room.
Cool, thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Oh, this is a nice place. Nice place.
Thanks. Yeah, we've got about 11 years now. Oh, got a good deal.
Look, all I'm saying is, I feel like the only thing that's changed is you two are in love, and no one likes me.
Well, really the only thing that's changed is we're in love.
We're in love.
Oh, you've never liked me.
I mean, you're cool. You've got a cool house, and you bring the game, so we like that.
No, I understand. I guess I'm just going to head out then.
Hey, wait. Before you go, here. My mother gave me this special die when I was 4 years old. It was my very first D&D die. I want you to have it.
Why don't you give it to your girlfriend?
Hey, I've given my girlfriend a lot more than that.
Multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
What's that noise? It sounds like someone's coming up the stairs.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the cops looking for your dead brother.
Oh, shit. We gotta hide that body. I don't care what kind of rainbow flower he lands in.
That is scene two. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Scene three comes from patron VIP Robert Williams, who wrote, I see you guys have a new email address, which leads me to conclude somebody opened up some naughty spam and accidentally ruined the inbox for everyone. Maybe next time, don't open the emails promising a bigger, longer, stiffer penis. Which brings me to my scene suggestion. Bigger, longer, stiffer spam. All the best. What seems to be the problem, sir?
Well, my wife purchased this spam here just, I don't know, it says on the receipt on Friday. And right. It's not the right texture. Here, poke it with your finger.
Oh, that
that's
is
like
strange.
Hard salami, and we expect our spam to be, you know, about the consistency of, I don't, like when you poke a baby.
You know, I never put those two things together, but you're right. It's very similar to poking a baby.
Yeah, so I'd like to exchange this. It's the bulk version, the long can of spam, and it's way too stiff and hard.
I see. Yep. Let me. Do you have a credit card that you use for the purchase?
Well, I don't have it with me because that's my wife's, but you can see on the receipt, but I'll just take cash back for it. You know what? Hold on a second. I could probably just get my wife's card. Let me call her on the phone.
Would you mind if I help the folks behind you while you work your shit out?
If you must, but like this shouldn't take long. I'll be on the phone with
just
my wife.
Just step to the right a little bit there, sir.
You know, buddy, I don't mind if he makes a phone call to his wife while I wait on my spam. That's fine with me.
Okay.
Either way, it's fine with me, my man.
She's right, in the car. She'll run it in a second.
I got all day, brother. I got all day.
Well, I know that I'm only, I know I'm two people behind, but I don't have all day.
Yeah, let's help this lady out.
If she's going to go ahead and go up, then I'd rather go ahead and take my turn then.
In all fairness, I would already be done if we didn't get held up with this conversation.
You can't play both sides of this, sir. I'm going to help the lady now, if you don't mind. Please stand to the right.
Okay, well, for the record, this place sells stiff spam, okay? This is a stiff spam selling spot.
Oh, we lost one. That's a shame. Yes, ma'am, how can I be of service?
I just needed to buy this acetone. Oh. And I was also looking for ham.
Sure.
I know you've got an aisle full of spam. I needed to, I didn't see any ham.
You did not see ham?
No.
What kind of ham would you like?
I want smushy ass ham. I want it to be very, very mushy. Yes. Almost like the consistency of cottage cheese.
All right.
But ham.
Yeah,
sir.
I got a feeling she doesn't realize what spam is, ma'am. Spam, S-P-A-M, this spam. Similar proportions as meat is pretty much what you're looking for. Just a
well, I'm looking for ham, and I'm looking for it to be smushy ass ham, and all I'm seeing is long, hard, stiff spam.
Oh boy!
And what I would like is smushy ass ham.
Okay.
Thank you for telling me what I'm looking for.
Oh, here we go. Here we go there.
Yeah.
Here we go. You want to go?
Doris, did you tell the man? Did you speak up to the man and tell him what you felt?
I did. You know, because I am done being rolled over. I am done. I am here to be Doris. I'm Doris, baby.
That's the thing about men, too, the trifling ass ones.
They will
try to roll over you.
Ladies, which floor are you going to?
How about all of them?
Yeah, sir. None of your business, actually. We'll get off exactly when we need to.
Because
we're not idiots.
We're not idiots. And you can't help us get off. You can't help us get off.
I get off faster when I help myself.
Oh, help yourself to Sofa's pizza.
Hey, buddy, excuse me. Did you just poke my baby?
I'm just testing. I just want to
you
make
just
sure
poked my baby.
I apologize. It doesn't seem like it bothered the baby, so all's well that ends well.
Well, you woke him up a little bit.
Oh. Well.
Why would you do that? You don't even know me.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm not crazy, okay? I've got this can of spam, and I always know that a good spam has the consistency of a poked baby, and I've gone through, this is the third can of spam, and this here is very hard, but I'm wondering if it's me that's changed. Here, poke it. I'm not going to eat it anyways, just poke it.
Daryl, I've been trying to get the baby to sleep, but it seems like he must have been awake a little bit all day long. What the hell's going on here?
Yes, he was, but look, I gotta tell you, this was an interesting experiment that this random guy I met on the street engaged me in. And look, I've got a can of spam here, and I've got the baby here. Poke them both.
Doris was right.
No.
Trifling.
No, Doris is crazy.
Ass men.
Oh, okay. thank you for everybody for coming to this meeting at the spam headquarters. We're going to do a quick roll call. Jan?
Mm. Jan.
Dan?
Mm. Mm.
Man?
Mm.
No, man, you're going to have to give us a name at some point. Anyway, that's enough for now. Now, listen, as you all know, we are in direct competition with email.com, okay? So we need to rebrand the spam, if you know what I mean. If they want to come harder, we can go harder. You know, mm-hmm. They want to get dirty, we can go dirty. Dan, you got some dirty thoughts?
Can we call it Google?
Oh, Google. Google, I am writing that down. Google. Okay, anybody else?
Are there, at this point, are there any bad ideas?
Good question. Are there any bad ideas?
What was that funny, Dan?
But because, you know, people will be doing a meeting and then they'll just say, there are no bad ideas. And then somebody will have a bad idea, but the guy just said there's no bad ideas. So he has to act like there's no bad ideas.
Thank you for explaining that. Now, man, are you asking because you have an idea, or are you just asking if there are any bad ideas?
I have an idea, but I think it's not great. So I want to see if you're one of those guys that he was.
Do you understand that we are in direct competition with email.com?
I mean, sure I do.
Do you understand the stronghold they've taken over the word spam?
Yes.
Then I think if you know those two things, your idea is going to be perfectly valid. Let's hear it.
Spammail.com.
Okay.
All right, email.com executives. Let me just make sure everybody's here. Emil.
Right here.
Gail.
Gail.
Kale.
Kale.
Hale.
What's up?
You're okay. Not gonna ask for meme. Oh. You're not going to ask for mail. You're not going to ask for mail. Is that the
yes,
idea?
Mail?
You're not going to ask for yes.
We need to get a name from you at some point, mail.
At some point.
I was supposed to tell you Ishmael is actually out this week, but.
Well, call me Ishmael.
Okay.
You always get you with that.
Okay. Spam has thrown down. Spam has thrown down.
Losers.
And we've got to respond. There's no bad ideas.
Okay. That's what I wanted. That was going to be my first question. Are there any bad ideas? There are no bad ideas. All right.
Well, here's an idea. I
nip that in the bud.
Look, we think it's very healthy that a representative from each of the company do the debate. So we have mail from email.com and we have man from spam.
So,
okay.
Yep. And are there any parameters for the debate, or did you just want us? Because I know
No blood, no eyes, no growing areas.
Are there any bad parameters?
I don't understand.
He said the bad parameters. Because
what is that?
Like if it was a meeting, right? And he started out the meeting saying there's no bad ideas. But since you're starting this out, it's like a meeting, but there's parameters. He wants to know if there's any bad parameters. Because people usually say there's no bad meeting, you know, bad crusts.
I know it's so unlikely, but these debates that they're hosting on showing up on this CTV, it is absolutely, it turns out riveting. They're allowed to punch each other in the face. Man versus
male. I've been watching these man versus male debates for weeks.
It's amazing how blood. It's not just a debate. It's also a hand to hand combat, and often with violent. What are they called? Tools, not tools.
Yeah. Violent. I know what you mean. I've been watching it. I know what you mean.
Doris.
Doris lost it.
You lost it. First of all, you should not have been talking to a trifling man trying to use the word weapon when you know that women don't use the word. Yes, but you don't have to. Don't sink yourself to their level.
This is why I need you, Lisette. This is why I need you.
We're at the top.
We will tell you when we want to get off the goddamn elevator.
We will say when you can push our button, we'll tell you when to push our button. Until then, don't push our buttons.
Thank you.
Very well.
Lisette, this is why I need you in my life, because you know the words that I literally can't even get out of my goddamn mouth.
Mm-mm, they in there, girl, but you don't need to let them out. You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
have you ever had...
Okay. I think we can all be happy with this. We have now joined forces with email.com and spam to make a product that the world has yet to see. I think this is where we've been headed, everybody. And I'm happy for this new day. Yes,
please. She can go first before me. Women, and children first. I like to say.
Well, you rose your hand first. So
right, I raised it to say if there's a lady who's going to speak, I'd like her to go first.
that was the reason for your hand raising.
Yes.
Very well. Yes, ma'am.
And I was just going to say, if there are no bad ideas at this point, are there bad ideas at this point?
You were going to say if there are...
Because are no bad ideas at this point, then as we merge, I think what we should really be investing in
before
is...
Before you say your point, ma'am, he has his hand raised now. Since he was the first person to raise his hand before you, I think it's just fair to hear him out.
I think nobody's going to be happy about what I have to say. I know this old spam.
Well, then, ma'am, let's hear your idea then.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, I think now that our powers have combined, what the best thing to focus our minds and our energy on is turning crypto to hardo, because actually, no one has actually cornered that market, and we together can.
Oh, I gotta put my hand back up, and this time it's to speak for myself.
Yes, please.
I know this whole spam email thing, but now I just found out that the Keebler Cookie Company has gone in with a multimedia company, and they're now making Instagram crackers. And I think
that- Excuse me. No, I waited in this line earlier. I just need to get a card. Excuse me. Hey. Sorry.
Asshole.
Sir?
Yeah, look who's back.
Thank you. This is my wife's card, and I'd like the long-term spam refunded to this card.
Look who brought his wife's credit card, because apparently he doesn't have one. Okay.
Well, I have one. It's just not the card that was on there. But nonetheless, what I'm looking for is a real loose, something like at this
baby
point.
Baby touch spam.
Well, actually, now I'm going, I want it further. I want something with an even looser consistency than liver sausage, with a spam flavor, like really runny meat.
Ma'am, sir, do you know that you're in a
sir,
bed bath?
Good God. Oh, my. It's... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just thought I would insult all men and women in one fell swoop. Mm-hmm. Do you realize you're in a Bed Bath & Beyond?
Oh, my God. I did not.
Okay.
What was she thinking searching for meat at a Bed Bath & Beyond?
Look, I know we got up to a rocky start. I was your elevator man, but I'm glad that you have invited me out to dinner. Both of you, both of you. Mm-hmm.
And may I suggest the smushy ass ham? May I suggest? Because it's very good here.
And Doris, normally I would not disagree with you. I'm going to suggest the runny ham.
Wow.
The runny one.
I got to respect
that choice.
Through
a straw. Mm. You can suck it. You know how some meats fall off the bone?
Yeah.
This is...
This falls down your throat.
It literally falls.
It falls down
your throat through your entire alimentary canal and then moves right out of your body.
Okay. So this is going to happen, right?
What?
Huh?
I'm sorry?
What?
I'm sorry?
What was that? I don't...
I'm sorry?
I'm so sorry.
This just into Channel 5 and Channel 8 News. This is G speaking with you. A man was bludgeoned to death by a can of bigger, longer, stiffer Spam today. Two women were seen escaping the scene by rubbing what is best described as runny ham all over their body and slipping out from underneath the crack of the door. We'd like to have film and footage for you at 11, but I just realized film and footage are the exact same thing, and we'll have neither. Be back tomorrow morning.
Well, it's great to get the old D&D crew back at his funeral. I always knew that guy would grow up to be a total creep.
Right?
Yeah.
Watching people...
What an absolute creep. And of course, two women are going to kill him because they have the right. Like he definitely provoked them.
Yeah,
of course. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I married one of the goblins. Did I ever tell you that? I married one of the goblins that we manifested that night. Yeah.
No, we actually got divorced. But we're still friends.
Oh, you did.
We're better friends than we were.
Yeah,
married, and then we were friends before we were married. Yeah.
I don't care. I didn't care then. I don't care now.
No, but we care. That's the whole point. Yeah. Like, we seriously
care.
We
really care about each other.
Is this spread for everybody, by the way? Is this for anybody to spread?
Oh, that's for anybody who dares to reach in and grab some.
Yeah.
What is this? What, are you daring me to grab a snack at a funeral?
Okay. Yes, this is D&D, double and dare. We double and dare you to grab a snack at the funeral. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
And see what happens to the outside world when we do.
Whoa! I love DJ.
Well,
he melted.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Well, it's just like my dad told me. My dad told me when I was a kid.
Son, someday you're going to fall in love with the manifestation. Whatever you do, don't let them eat. Not in front of you. Make sure they turn their back to you and eat in private. Same way a wild dog does. Oh, it'll take the meat from your hand, but it'll turn away from you to eat it.
Sorry, I had my earbuds in, Dad. What were you saying?
Fuck off.
That's our show. That is our show. Oh, mommy, make it stop.
I want to thank all of our alchemists today for, blowing minds and... keeping the flame of insanity alive inside my sad little brain. Starting with Mr. James Heaney. James, thank you so damn much for being here. You know, we missed you last week. You've landed safely in the state of Illinois. And how are things there? What can you tell us?
They are wonderful. It's that sweet spot of the year where it's not as hot as hell in the summer. And it's spring is what it is. I think there's a little time left of spring.
Oh, great. And can you bring us back anything?
I mean, last time I tried to bring back deep dish pizza, it got nasty because I'm driving and I don't have refrigeration.
Yeah.
So don't.
Yeah. That was kind of on you, though. I don't know if we could blame anyone else.
Sure. I'll take it.
Okay. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much for being here, buddy.
Oh, thank you for having me. Gosh, so much fun to play. With everybody here, Jackie and Gary. It's cool because Gary and I, we have the same middle name.
What's the middle name?
Anthony. So he goes by Gary Anthony Williams. Yeah, and I'm Christopher Anthony Alvarado. It's pretty commonly known among my fans. He has fans. I have fans. We all have fans. You know, so that's it.
Right. He went ahead and put it in his full name. He kept
Which is like, okay, you know what I mean? But anyway,
He's got three names. You've got just the two. Oh.
So, okay. I'll leave it there.
Okay. Fair enough. Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy.
also with three names.
So many names.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
What a joy. What a treat. We love having you on the show. Please come back and back and back and back and back.
What an absolute blast. Yeah. Thank you.
And folks will look you up on the Instagram.
Yeah, I'm at Jackie DeRuthy, and actually earlier, Gary, you called me Jackie D, and that makes me feel like home because I grew up, still to this day, my best friend, but since we were in second grade, her name is Jackie as well. So we're always Jackie E and Jackie D. So
oh, nice.
Growing up, everyone calls me Jackie D. So I love to hear it. Makes me feel good. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy on Instagram.
That's another thing that Gary has over Chris. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. And Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm just here to make
alienating Chris for being here today.
No, that's like you said, that is on Chris.
Yeah. I don't know that
just exactly like you texted me. That's on Chris.
I forgot about the text.
I love doing this stuff with you guys. It is always just an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, I'm not sensing any sincerity at all. Can I get one more?
You should have sent some.
So, yeah. Okay. I'll take it. I'll take a smidge. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, my friend.
Craig Anthony Kukowski, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure. Or Craigie C, you can call me. A couple of virtual shows to promote. Yes, on please. Sunday, June 6th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. My old improv group, Dasariski, we do these periodically where we read the transcript of one of our old improv shows, and then we do a Q&A afterwards and a little nerdy improv analysis on that. It's only $15 and you can RSVP at info@bronzemetalentertainment.com. Cool. And the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Will that live in archives for folks getting this after the date?
Nope. It's you got to be there or not.
Okay. Just for folks who are catching this in time.
Wow. Yeah. And the Thrilling Adventure Hour is doing another show and tell show where we show embarrassing old clips from our showbiz past. That will be available in archives if you purchase a ticket. That's Saturday, June 12th at 5 p.m. Pacific. And you can find information about that at houseseats.live.
Houseseats.live. Gary, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, I forgot to say watch Love, Death, and Robots. I'm on the new cool. And the old one on Netflix. Then I'll shut up now.
No, please. No, we love to share
literally,
with our fans.
I promised myself I would shut up after I mentioned Love, Death, and Robots for the rest of the week. And I said I'm done.
Glad we got you in time. Let's give great thanks to Doug Bame, our producer and engineer of the stars. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, sending my thanks to each and every damn one of you for dialing us into your ears. If you'd like to use your eyes as well, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. And that's where you're going to get all those special treats like video of our insanity. Please be kind to each other. It's the easiest thing to do, I promise. Wear masks when they are asked. And until next time,
Alchemy.